For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. An injured bald eagle that was rescued in Big Bear last Friday is believed to be Jackie. She hasn't been seen on the Eagle livestream in several days. Friends of Big Bear Valley, that runs the Eagle livestream, says the eagle was seen fighting off two younger eagles. It was not able to fly far away and was picked up by the LA County Park San Dimas Raptor Rescue Team. The eagle is now in an unnamed rehab facility, and Friends of Big Bear Valley say she is in stable condition. Both Friends of Big Bear Valley and San Dimas Raptor Rescue Team have asked the public to refrain from contacting them about the eagle, as they do not have the resources to respond. Starting in mid-September, it may become harder for many immigrants in California and elsewhere to get a green card. California News Service reporter Suzanne Potter has more.
Support organizations cite changes finalized Monday by the Trump administration to the public charge rule. The feds are rescinding a Biden-era policy that promised government officials would not hold it against a green card applicant if they or their family used non-cash benefits like housing vouchers and food stamps. Benjamin Chow with the California Immigrant Policy Center says U.S. citizen children in mixed-status families could lose out on necessary services.
We're afraid that families who are in need of food will choose not to access CalFresh, even though a child in that household is eligible.
The Department of Homeland Security contends the previous policy encouraged dependency on taxpayer money. Mr. Trump tried to change the same rule during his first term. A study from the Urban Institute found that in December of 2022, 1 in 6 adults in immigrant families with children reported they avoided non-cash government benefits in the past year because of green card concerns. The new rule says that public benefits received before the change goes into effect will not be considered, but makes no promises going forward. Chow says the government must make it clear what will or won't be counted.
It's sending a message that the federal government sees the needs and the health and well-being of immigrants as not important and is actively discouraging that.
The California Department of Social Services website lists reputable organizations that can provide legal advice on how to navigate the latest developments surrounding the public charge rule. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.
A new wildfire detection system is now online in Rancho Cucamonga. Firebird is an AI-assisted system that uses thermal sensors and 360-degree cameras to detect small fires within minutes of ignition. 30 of the devices launched Monday along the foothills above the city, an area officials call the front country where the San Gabriel Mountains meet the community. The system can send dispatchers images, the fire's location, and weather information in seconds. The $1.9 million project was funded by a state grant awarded in 2022 and is designed to help protect Rancho Cucamonga residents, homes, and businesses from wildfires. Governor Gavin Newsom says his administration has tripled the operational reach of the state's public internet system, the Middle Mile Broadband Network. The system's goal is to provide reliable and fast internet to communities with limited access. It's estimated that around 15% of California households don't have internet access. Newsom's administration says a new segment that's just over 1,200 miles long is ready to connect. It spans from San Jose down the coast to Los Angeles, east to Barstow, and then travels north to Modoc County. Once the line is operational, final projects will connect middle-mile internet directly with homes and businesses. Tickets will go on sale Tuesday for the Lucas Museum of Narrative Art in Exposition Park. The museum, founded by filmmaker George Lucas and his wife Melody Hobson, is set to open September 22nd. Tickets will cost $25 for adults. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.